Frosty and 22 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The 8 o'clock ABC News Update is coming up next this morning, and it is sponsored by Creative Outlet here in Richland Center, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing for the entire family.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Overnight, President Trump abruptly announced he was terminating all trade talks with Canada over a television ad put out by Ontario's government that used 1987 audio from President Ronald Reagan's radio address criticizing tariffs.
Sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is at the White House.
President Trump calling the ad fake, and the Reagan Presidential Library posting last night that it misrepresents the presidential address, and the government of Ontario did not get permission to use it. There is no response yet this morning from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney.
This is day 24 of the government shutdown. Federal workers will be missing their first full paycheck since it began. This hour, we're getting new inflation numbers. Those will be used to set Social Security adjustments for the next year. Satellite images now show the entire east wing of the White House is gone, torn down to make room for the 90,000-square-foot Trump ballroom. This is ABC News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in London for talks with about two dozen European leaders who have pledged military help against any future Russian aggression following any possible ceasefire in Ukraine. A convicted murderer from Alabama was put to death last night using a controversial new method of execution. ABC's Jim Ryan has the details.
Anthony Boyd spent more than half his life on Alabama's death row, insisting he did not participate in the grisly murder of a man in 1993 and appealing directly to Kay Ivey.
Governor Ivey, this is Anthony Boyd, the guy that you have scheduled an execution for October 23rd.
Despite his appeals, the 54-year-old was put to death last night, not by lethal injection, but with nitrogen gas. That method has now been used in eight executions, seven of them in Alabama. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Tonight's game one of the World Series, Los Angeles Dodgers will be taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now with the Richland County Fair over, 4-H record books will soon be due. Hi, this is Heather at the Creative Outlet. Make your record books stand out with new farm animal, 4-H paper and stickers from the Creative Outlet. Mention this ad and receive 20% off your record book scrapbooking supplies. Stop in while the current supplies last at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality, comfort, and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary. Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Matthew 24:4-5. When Adolf Hitler became Germany's chancellor in January of 1933, he launched a campaign of terror against Jews and others he deemed inferior. After Germany's defeat in World War I, hardship made many receptive to Hitler's blame-driven ideology. His propaganda attracted followers both within and outside Germany. Leaders like Winston Churchill tried to warn the world. When America entered the war, it was nearly too late. Had early warnings been heeded, up to 30 million lives, including 6 million innocent Jews, might have been saved. In our Christian walk, we must heed the warnings of God's Word and listen to those guiding us toward truth. What spiritual warnings have we heard recently? Have we paid attention? Your friends at apostolicfaith.org, thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a chilly one out there this morning, as expected. Most regions dropped into the 20s around here, ending the growing season this morning. But it should be a beautiful late October day with plenty of sun and light winds, so get out there and enjoy. Just be sure to bundle up a touch. We'll be a little on the cool side again tonight, but some cloud cover will gradually move in, and that should keep us a good 5 or 6 degrees warmer than this past night. Now, there could be a few little pockets of drizzle or light showers tomorrow morning to midday, but don't expect too much, a trace or a few hundredths of an inch at the most. Things will dry up tomorrow afternoon into Sunday. Should be some fairly decent weather on Sunday, several degrees warmer as well. Staying quiet on Monday. Meanwhile, low pressure will be gathering west and south of Wisconsin with some rainfall. Some of that may try to move in for Tuesday into early Wednesday, but it looks to be spotty and light in nature. Behind that, it doesn't look too bad for Thursday. Here's a forecast for today. The freeze warning expiring at 9 a.m. Lots of sunshine with a high near 53. Wind variable 2 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight, chilly and clouding over. Slight chance of drizzle toward morning. Low temperature 32. Tomorrow should be cloudy through the early afternoon with patchy light showers or drizzle possible. Breaks of sun later on with a high of 51. East-southeast wind up to 10. Going into Sunday, partly cloudy and milder. Low 36. High up to 59 degrees, and Monday once again topping out close to 60, mixed skies and a bit breezy, lows in the upper 30s, high near 59. And Tuesday mostly cloudy, 40% chance of patchy light rain, low 37 degrees, high of 54. Wednesday mostly cloudy, maybe a light shower in the morning, partial clearing later in the day and seasonal, high 52. Thursday partly sunny, high 52 with a chance of a shower at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, it is 23 degrees. Yesterday's high was 49. The record high established in 1953 at 83. Record low 15 in 1960. Last year's high was 65 and the low 25. Sunset will occur at 5 minutes after 6 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow will be at 7:27. We've had a light breeze this morning. Barometer at 30.33. We also hit a low of 21 degrees early. Right now it's 23.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. We have lots of sports to get to today, so we'll do that courtesy of Hillsboro Equipment and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. A recap of sports last night and details on, oh my goodness, football tonight and cross country. We'll have some exclusive interviews with a few of the Richland Center Ithaca cross country runners coming up in sports.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
It is time for a look at Southwestern Wisconsin sports. I'm Phil Nee. One of the big events last night, Richland Center defeats Aquinas in lacrosse. Richland Center a sixth seed, Aquinas a third seed. Lacrosse had won earlier this year 4-2 over Richland Center, but the Hornets would not be denied last night, led by Giovanni Cerna and Harrison Carpenter. The Hornets scored the win 5-2. Lucan Duran scored the first two goals for the Hornets. Classic European-style soccer enabled two top-shelf goals for the Hornets. Connor Stoltz added another goal for the year with a score of 3-2. Giovanni Cerna delivered on a professional penalty kick, beating the goalie clean. Sean Adams dominated throughout the game, scoring the fifth goal. The Hornets advance to the regionals on Saturday at Amherst. Game time will be announced. Excellent efforts, according to Coach Tom Stadler, from Caleb Federley, Cody Pauls, Josh Nelson, Nash Burkhammer, and Jordan Johnson. Midfield play dominated by freshmen Andrew Mata, Henry Martin, Connor Stoltz, Sean Adams, Langdon Williams, and also some great offense by Lucas Duran and Giovanni Cerna, Andrew Melby at midfield, Seth Gald on defense as well. Everyone helped out as Richland Center scored the win. They advance to play again tomorrow in the WIAA tournament. River Valley was a winner yesterday in WIAA Division 4 play. They scored the win 5-0 over Mayville, and River Valley will be hosting Brookfield Academy coming up on Saturday after they scored a win against Central Wisconsin Christian 4-0. In other games, Nakusa edged Adams Friendship 1-0. Division 3 action. It was Prairie du Chien Co-op defeating Belleville New Glarus 3-2 in overtime. Edgewood over Dodgeville Mineral Point 4-0. The WIAA Volleyball Tournament action last night in Division 5. These were regional semis. It was Royal 3-0 over North Crawford, DeSoto 3-0 over Hillsboro, Winnewick Center 1-4 over Seneca, Highland swept Waseca Steuben. It was Southwestern 3-2 over Potosi, Argyle swept Benton, Belmont 3-1 over Schulzburg, Pecatonica 3-0 over Monticello, Barneville swept Catholic Central in action in Division 5. 5. Division 4, the year ended for the Riverdale Chieftains. They lost at Brookwood 3-0. Cashton 3-1 over Wisconsin Heights. Fenimore swept Iowa Grant. Bangor in 4 over River Ridge. In Division 3 action last night, it was River Valley scoring the win. They were up 2-0, lost a set to Belleville, and then won the fourth 3-1. Mineral Point will be their next opponent on Saturday night. Mineral Point swept Lancaster. Marshall 3-0 over Dodgeville. Darlington 3-2 over Cuba City. It was Viroqua 3-0 over GET. And it was a win in Division 2 for Edgewood over Platteville 3-2. Reedsburg 1-4 over Mauston. Getting back to a match heard on WRCO last night, it was Richland Center scoring the win. They advance in the tournament to play Luther on Saturday night in the regional championship game. The Hornet volleyball team was led in blocks last night by Ellavy Weiss. Following the match, I had a chance to ask her about the victory, 3-0 over Westby.
I feel so amazing right now, and I think I'm shaking because of how happy I am. I think just our energy was so great tonight. And I think that we really deserve the win.
But you got some help. I mean, everybody was digging the ball really well. I mean, it wasn't hitting the floor very much, was it?
No, I think digging tonight was definitely our best as well. I think we all just came together and really worked together because we know this could have been our seniors' last game. So we kind of just we all just wanted to be there for each other.
Senior Danica Pauls also joined us last night on the air talking about how the season has gone for the Hornets.
Yeah, our team this year is just so special to us, and we've grown to love each other and love playing with each other, and it's just been such a great season, and I cannot wait for it to keep going.
Yeah, that's pretty important in the sport of volleyball. I mean, you all got to get along, and it seemed like it was pretty cohesive tonight, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was so great. If we get a kill, we're all in on it. It's not just kind of one person themselves. We're all a team, and it's so great to play for.
I mentioned to you before I went back on the air here that the first couple of hits by Westby, I'm like, ooh, this could be trouble here tonight. And then they did play well, but was there a light bulb that went on? Was there a turning point that you can look back on, Danica?
Yeah, I think we kind of started out a little bit slow, but then once we kind of got going, we knew we could play with them because we went to their game on Tuesday and kind of watched and see how they played. So just getting used to it and getting in front of our home crowd just really got us going, and I think that's kind of what the turning point was.
Richland Center volleyball coach Jamie Johnson talked about how the team played in that win over Westby.
Everybody just played well. I mean, our passing and servicing was great. Again, the blocking, just controlling that front line. Addie Wirtz, we'll send her up here too, as well, because a freshman, I think she probably even doubled her kills tonight for a season high. I mean, she just came up clutch tonight. She was not a freshman out there tonight, and her servicing was fabulous. But, I felt we got pressure to them. I thought it was uncharacteristic they missed some serves. I can't remember her name, but number 8's got one of the toughest serves we've seen. And we caught a couple breaks in that set, too. And so we were very... we were appreciative to take advantage of that break and be able to finish it off.
The Hornets will play on Saturday night against Luther in Onalaska. The WIAA football playoffs get underway tonight. Richland Center will be on the road playing number 2 seed Stratford. I talked to Coach Andy Troxell about the game.
We've got 5 games, on video of them. So we've seen some things that we like and some matchups that we think that we can take advantage of. But really what it's going to come down to is our ability to sustain drives and defensively just being able to stop the big plays. I know they have one of the best quarterbacks in Division 5, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel all season long, the throwing game.
Elsewhere tonight, Prairie du Chien hosts Westfield, and River Valley is taking on Durand, Arkansas. I asked River Valley coach Tyler McClain about his opponent and what the team thought when they drew this group.
I think there was a lot of kids in our team that are a little concerned that we were playing a team from Arkansas a little bit, which I thought was pretty funny. But no, I think there was a little bit of trying to figure out who they were for sure, putting them on tape and seeing them on film and all that stuff. It was definitely a jump for sure than what we're used to playing around here, but I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
Elsewhere, Lancaster is at Amherst this evening in Division 5. Division 4, Darlington hosts Melrose Mindoro. Fenimore is at Mineral Point for a rematch. And in Division 7, the Ithaca Bulldogs hit the road to take on Waseca Steuben Seneca. The game is in Waseca. I asked Coach Kyle Kelly of Ithaca about the last time they played a close game until late.
Yeah, it was within a touchdown until the fourth quarter, and then
a lot of things went wrong for Ithaca Bulldogs in a lot of ways in a short amount of time.
I'm sure they've improved since then, but how do you think the Bulldogs have improved since that first game?
We got a new running back who's pretty solid. If we're going to get by them, we're going to have the best game we've played on offense all year as far as penalties and turnovers. And on defense, we're going to have to know our assignment and in the open field, make a tackle.
Coach Kyle Kelly, Ithaca heading to Waseca tonight. Also, Blackhawk Warren hosts River Ridge. Cashton is at Brookwood. Potosi Castle takes on Cambria Friesland. Royal at Roncalli, among the games in Division 7. The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams will run in Wisconsin Rapids at Wisconsin Rapids Assumption tonight. Last night following practice, I caught up with a few of the runners.
Ryan Stadler is a senior on the team. Ryan, you had your last regular season practice. How did it go tonight?
It was good, something easy, and we're ready to go to the meet tomorrow.
Has it been an enjoyable year for you?
Yeah, it's been very enjoyable. Team atmosphere has been great this year, and our team's growing, so I'm always happy to see that.
Do you kind of feed off everybody's enthusiasm? Because it seems like you make each other better, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It really helps to have, you know, enthusiastic teammates who are ready to put in work and also to have fun, you know. So it always just makes the season better.
What was it like winning conference last week?
It was pretty awesome because we've lost Dodge Point for a number of years, and so we finally got them this year, and that felt pretty good.
What do you know about the course? What's Coach told you about Wisconsin Rapids Assumption and what you look forward to Friday?
He said the course isn't going to be too challenging, like a River Valley Spring Green meet, and he's told us about a few of our top competitors, Dodge Point being one of them, the same as conference, so we're looking out for a few other teams.
You know that you got to put in probably the best effort of the year, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's the biggest prize on the line going to state, and I want to see our team make it. So
you got to have that extra kick. Do you, in the middle of the run, do you kind of realize that, hey, this is something special, we got it going, or hey, I need to wake up and kick it in here at the end?
Yes, yeah, that is like, you know, halfway through the race, you're realizing, you know, maybe I need to do something. You know, this is a big deal, and, you know, my teammates, we're relying on them, and they're relying on us, and so you got to realize that, you know, you're a big part of the team.
Being a senior, it's a different role for you this year. Have you enjoyed that challenge?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sad to not have another season, but other than that, I've enjoyed, you know, teaching some of the younger guys and some of, you know, the younger teammates and members kind of about racing and what to do and what not to do. So it's been fun.
Great. Well, good luck at sectional. We hope that we hear good things on Friday night.
Thank you.
Clayton Lee joins as a member of the Richland Center Ithaca cross country team. So here you go. You're ready for sectional coming up Friday night?
Yeah, well, I'm getting ready for sectionals, yeah.
You had a practice this week. What have you kind of been really looking at as far as you personally, Clayton?
Just making it back to state. That's my biggest goal. And then hopefully if we get the team to state is another goal.
Have you had a good season? Has it been up to your expectations? Because I know you've kind of set the bar high during your high school years.
Yeah, it's leading up to my expectations. I wish I was a little bit faster than I usually am, but I can't complain. It's been a pretty good season.
I think last year you were kind of battling an injury, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Mostly in my ankles. Now it's my knee that's been bothering me, which I've been going through that preseason, through the season so far, which it hasn't been too big of a problem.
It's been fun watching the times come in and how exceptional this year has been. And I know your freshman, Owen Dreyer, obviously you guys have kept pace with him, but talk about how you know, everybody kind of makes everybody better on the team, don't they?
Yeah, everyone makes everyone better. Everyone just pulls each other. Everyone tries to work and tries to better themselves constantly. We, from the start, going into the season, our goal was going to state as a team, and I think that's always been every race, everyone's been trying to better and see how far we can get.
You know, you're a part of a little bit of history here. As a senior, that has to make you pretty proud, doesn't it?
It makes me very proud that we can do something for Ithaca and Richland Center and do it again, hopefully, next year, watching, coming back and watching.
Right. What are your plans for next year, Clayton?
I plan on going to UW Oshkosh for athletic training, and hopefully I get the run up there, too.
Awesome. So what is the secret here coming up on Friday night? What's going to put Richland Center Ithaca over the top if you're going to go to state?
I think we just have to stay determined. I feel like if we just put it into our mind of that we can do this, we can. And then if we all run our best race, I feel like we can make it.
Good. We'll go get it done, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Clayton Lee joins us on WRCO Sports. Rachel Waterfall and Pearl Fritz join us on WRCO Radio, and they're getting ready for the girls' portion of the meet on Friday night. Rachel, what are you looking forward to on Friday night the most?
I'm really excited to have our last race of the season and finish it out strong with the team.
What has been your favorite or your best race personally this year?
Riverdale is always a good meet. I ran my fastest time this season there, and that was a really fun race. Yeah.
You guys have had maybe a few injuries to deal with, but you had to kind of overcome those, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had a lot of injuries, and our Grace Fretz got injured this summer, so that's been hard. So we've been battling through a lot, but we've still had a good season, and we've made lots of progress. So.
And what about you, Pearl, in terms of your favorite race? What would that be this year?
My favorite race was probably the night meet in basketball. That one's always so much fun.
I know that you have some running in your background, you know, and your grandpa and your mom and all that stuff. Do they encourage you?
Yeah, definitely. My family's like my biggest supporters.
And looking at what you have to do if you're going to maybe get to the next level, as Coach said, giving you some tips what you'll have to do in Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's given me a lot of advice.
Uh-huh. And what would that be?
Run fast. Run with the people you need to know and find your group of like the girls you need to run with to be able to make it through.
So you guys have some shots looking at the times here. Is there a time that you have in mind that you need to get to?
Ideally like 2015 or under 20, so somewhere in there.
What is your personal best this year, by the way?
2029.
Okay, so you're going to be close, aren't you?
Yes, very close.
Awesome. And what do you like the most about running?
I really like that I can do it with my family and friends. So it's very fun when you can do it with people.
So you do it year-round?
Yeah, definitely.
And we've seen you in the swimming pool. How much does swimming help this sport?
Oh, I think it helps a lot. And especially when I was younger, I'm supposed to get back to swimming this winter more. I've like went on and off with swimming, but my goal this winter is to swim more. So okay. I think it helps a lot.
Well, good luck coming up on Friday night, okay?
Thank you so much.
And Rachel, what about you? What's your personal record been this year?
This year was a 23:14.
So you're going to try to cut down the time a little bit on Friday night?
Yes, that's the goal.
Great. And how much support, I mean, the boys team supports you guys, you support them. How much fun is that?
Yeah, it's really fun. We're definitely, it's fun to be at practice together and push each other and make each other laugh. So.
Yeah. Will you both go out for track then, or have you thought that far ahead?
Yep, planning
okay.
on it.
Yeah,
planning
definitely.
On? Yes. All right, I hope you do. Well, good luck on Friday night. We hope to see some good scores from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks to Rachel Waterfall and Pearl Fretz for being our guests. Good luck to the cross-country teams tonight. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. 10 pins at an 18:51. Spare parts, 18:27. Holy Rollers, a 17:65. Game honors, 10 pins, 6:44. Holy Rollers, 6:38. Gutter Gals, 6:36. Top series, Marlene Geary, 520. Marsha Mahatka, 495. Tammy Schwingle of 493. Top game, Marlene Geary and Tammy Schwingle with 189s. Marsha Mahatka, 185. Lila Kraska, 171 in the Coffee Clutch League. And from All-Star Bowling last night, Jones Collision Center at 29:34. Advanced Pump and Well, 27:90. TKO Barbecue, 27:80. Team Game Honors, Jones Collision Center, 1009, Advanced Pump and Well 1008, also 974 for Julie Karen State Farm. Top series, Jason Gerner a 692, Jeff Seckman a 685, Steve Olson a 673. Top game, Jordan Slaney 268, Steve Olson 256, Mike Morris at 253, and Eric Ingman bowled a 549, 129 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. We'll have more sports. We'll check in with Mike Clements coming up.
Make someone's day a little brighter with a thoughtful gift from Robin's Nest Blooms and More in Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique country gifts and home decor, you'll find the perfect touch for any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, or just because. Not sure what to choose? A Robin's Nest gift certificate always fits just right. Stop in today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center or call 383-1616 for delivery. Robin's Nest Blooms and More, where every gift blooms with love.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life. Talking sports with Mike Clemens coming up, courtesy of Julie Cairns, State Farm Insurance.
Whether it's your main hustle or your side gig, if you've got a business, you need the right coverage. Don't let one slip turn into a costly trip. Protect it with business insurance from Julie Cairns State Farm. We offer a wide variety of policies that are thorough, reasonable, and backed by remarkable local service. From shops to farms, contractors to creators, we've got you covered. Call Julie Cairns State Farm today or start a quote anytime at juliecairns.com. Business insurance made simple, local, and dependable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike Clemens joins us talking sports on WRCO Radio. Well, Mike, first of all, the Bucks got off to a good start. I guess they're in Toronto tonight. Is that right?
They played the Wizards at home. They also turned it into a homecoming for Chris Middleton, who they traded away. 34-year-old Chris Middleton, who a year ago at this time, they were waiting for him to come back from surgery on both of his ankles, you know. But he's healthy now, looked pretty good out there, but, you know, the Bucks are the far better team. The Wizards are a young rebuilding team, to be sure.
But baseball still goes on. A World Series game one tonight. How are you seeing this series, Mike?
Yeah, and how did baseball turn out to be, you know, something that they solve around Thanksgiving, right?
True.
Yeah, it's the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays got past the Mariners. I remember Colin Cowherd, the national sports guy, about a month ago said, I think this is going to be Mariners versus Brewers, and I predict Brewers in six in the World Series. And he was close, but no cigar. Both those teams did not make it. So, yeah, game one is tonight in L.A. L.A. trying to be the first team in 25 years to win back-to-back World Series championships. And so we'll see how that gets going tonight.
Yeah, I was reading where the Dodgers manager was kind of, you know, just kind of poo-pooing the fact that they're such a high-paid baseball team. A lot of people are kind of disgusted by that, I think.
Well, and then there's a concern about a lockout in baseball coming
yes.
up, you know, next year as well. So, it's fact. And, you know, even little doses throughout the season, what did Pat Murray say? You know, even if he beat a team like the Dodgers, or one of the losses during the National League Championship Series, it was the Divisional Series, when they lost that game down in Chicago, Matthew Boyd pitched a really good game against the Brewers. And after the game, Murph said in Chicago, said, yeah, well, how much is that kid making? And they said, $29 million. Yeah, okay. And then you look at the Brewers, and it's like they're paying Freddie Peralta $8 million, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's their highest paid pitcher right now. So, you know, Pat Murphy is here to remind you regularly about that sort of disparity.
Well, they held their final press conference at AmFam Field. What did you learn from that?
Matt Arnold, the general manager, who did it again for a second year in a row, just an amazing job. Where did all these, you know, great young ball players like, you know, Caleb Durbin and Isaac Collins and these guys that came up and performed? The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, the pitcher. So he's now been promoted to the from general manager to the president of baseball operations and GM. And basically, it's a bigger title, and he gets a pay raise out of the deal. And, you know, one of the things I thought that was most interesting, though, was he also talked about one of the big decisions they're going to have to make is on Brandon Woodruff, the pitcher who they waited for 2 years to come back from that shoulder surgery. He did a great job, and then just as they get to the playoffs, he has another injury, and he's not there, and he might have made the difference for them in that series against the Dodgers. But, you know, it looks like they're just going to have to part ways with him sometime in the offseason, I imagine.
Badgers at Oregon Saturday night. Sounds like it's going to be a little windy and rainy. And what have you heard about the game or any new developments with the Wisconsin football program?
Yeah, you know, so the Badgers are now going to try and snap a five-game losing streak, you know, and they're getting blown out. What was it, 34-0 last week against Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the country. And so on Monday, after there was more, you know, kids, fans in the stands, first of all, the place was half empty. They were at home at Camp Randall. Was the chanting of fire Fickell, fire the head coach Luke Fickell. And you know, the programs, I mean, they're in serious problems now because they're going to have a losing season. They're not going to have any kind of momentum. They're going to try to have to hang on to players that they've got or picked up in the transfer portal that'll want to get out. I think there's a signing deadline coming up here like in November, early in November. I heard an interesting from a source that, you know, one of the reasons you've seen all these firings in midseason, places like Penn State and other schools, is because, you know, the deadline to sign is in November 30th, and they want to show, you know, those recruits, hey, we're moving on. They need to be decisive as opposed to wait to the end of the season. Maybe they need to change that date. I mean, there's so many things that where the NCAA just threw into this NIL transfer portal era, and it's not prepared. So it makes it very difficult on anybody running these football programs. So then Chris McIntosh, the athletic director, who, you know, guys that cover the Badgers in Madison tell me it's not like he's got two or three more coaches left in his lifespan. I mean, he's going to have to be accountable for this. He puts out a letter to the season ticket holders on Monday that says, Luke Fickell stays. Well, we've got full confidence that he can work on this. But in terms of trying to fix the program, they made shuffles on the offensive line during their training camp in August. Then Jake Renfro, their starting center, went down. It was clear they didn't have a backup for that. They've been playing with a backup quarterback. And, you know, offense has been horrible. I mean, just horrible as a result. The next thing is the injuries that they've had. And that's a thing. And then it's depth. And when you look at, like, a program comes in and visits you like Ohio State, it's their depth. And so McIntosh has basically come out and said, we need more money. We have to pay more of these players more money. And so that's what they're actually asking some of these folks, hey, if you want the Badger program to be better, you can donate here to the university. I don't know how that's all going to play out, but that's probably the reality. But that's what they're selling right now. And you got Barry Alvarez there defending all this. You know, he's 30 years ago, he started out with a losing record. Then he got improved the second year. Then by the third year, you know, he came up with the identity of, you know, big defense, a ground attack. But I remember him praising Donna Shalala, the chancellor of the time, and how she backed him up and got him new facilities and things like that he requested. And whereas maybe Luke Fickell doesn't have that kind of support from the university right now. So there's, you know, that's going to be a continuing question mark for the next several months.
Well, yes, and then you talked about season ticket holders. I've talked to some disgruntled ones that said, "Yeah, we're not going to renew." You know,
they're not going to renew, right?
Right.
I mean, it's a mess. It's a mess, and it's not like it seems like there's anybody in place that's going to figure out how they've backed themselves into a corner. Yes, a lot of it's got to do with how college football changed, and some schools have, you know, done great, like Indiana, and others like Wisconsin are in dead last place. They're in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I'll say, too, in defending that is Barry didn't have to deal with NIL and all the transfer stuff.
No. It was, you know, completely different. As recent as 5 years ago, you didn't have to deal with this.
Right, exactly. And how about NFL football, Packers and Steelers? A lot of talk about Aaron Rodgers against his old team.
Yeah, and, you know, when I think of this, I think most of our listeners are probably like, oh, Aaron Rodgers. Like, they don't want to hear any more stories. And yet, gosh, by Wednesday, I was down that rabbit hole again. Because, you know, he is a great quarterback. And look what he's done. You know, what are they, 5-2 over there in Pittsburgh? Yeah. 4-2? They lost a close one, a thriller, against in Cincinnati last week on Thursday Night Football. But, I mean, he looks great at 41. He'll be 42 in December. And, you know, he's gone away from podcast Aaron Rodgers back to football Aaron Rodgers. And he's come right out and says, this is not a revenge game. I love Green Bay. I love my time there. Heck, I moved to Green Bay as a 21-year-old kid that got drafted by Ted Thompson, and I was there till I was 38 or so. And you know, I grew up there, as he puts it. So, and someday when this is all done, I'll go back to Green Bay, and I still got my house there, and I like to see my friends there. So, you know, he's buried the hatchet. You know, he used to do that, though. Because, like, 3-4 years ago, there was this kid named Micah Parsons who was just an outstanding defensive end playing for the Cowboys. They played the Cowboys. And early in the game, during a timeout, he went to him and said, hey, after the game, let's swap jerseys. And this kid, Micah Parsons, like, wow, really? The GOAT? He wants to swap my jersey? Well, you know, if you got a guy that's bearing down and is being paid to tackle you and hit you, why not make friends with him?
Good idea.
And so he's kind of doing that to the whole team now, the Green Bay Packers. But we got a chance to talk to him on a Zoom call yesterday, and I asked him a question that's been going out on the Internet today about, he said, you know, there was one time that I posted a picture that some fan took of you. Here you are, the league MVP, riding the back of a red pickup truck holding up a case of beer. Like, you know, like on a beer run or something. And so he tells that story, and it was pretty funny yesterday.
Awesome. Mike, always good stuff. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thanks, Phil.
You bet. Mike Clemens talking sports with us on a Friday.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens mower and chainsaw blades, all knives and scissors, including hunting knives. I'm open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4, at 130 South Central Avenue, next to Belltone. Find me on Facebook at Affordable Sharpening or call 608-604-0230.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage. Today's Fresh from the Country Glance is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day and more frolic and fun with us here on WRCO. Fresh from the Country, a brand new one from Tyler Nance today. New Fresh in the Country on WRCO with Tyler Nance and Keeps Me Sane. I've got fruit flies flying around in here. It must be my old banana that's attracted them. I don't know. Or Henry just passed through here. Maybe they're following him. I don't know. We have trivia for you coming up. It is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in beautiful downtown Richland Center. Chance for you to win right now. It's some food trivia on a Friday. And the survey says, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? What was the number one answer in the survey conducted recently? If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? 608-647-4155. Here's a new one from Jackie Rohr.
Together. to the other side.
Brand new, fresh from the country, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jackie Rohr on FM 100.9. Later on this morning, David Nail will check in by phone. He's playing a concert at Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells on Saturday. Singer-songwriter, lots of hits, and he actually played at Star Spangled many years ago. He enjoyed him then, enjoy him now. We'll have him on with us by phone this morning, probably between 10 and 10:30. A survey asked, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Several guesses, but Patty Bruja came through with the right answer today. Patty said pizza, and that was number one. There you go. Number one. And the number two answer was steak. I don't know. That one food for the rest of your life, you know, I'm thinking like on a desert island or something like that. Probably even steak would probably get old. Pizza might, although a lot of variations for pizza. You know, you can put a lot of sauce on. You don't have to put sauce. You can put a white sauce on. You can do a lot of things. And so I've not met many pizzas over the years that I haven't liked. Thin crust, you know, or what do they call it? Like tavern style. I guess I'm a little bit more of a fan favorite of a deeper dish, you know, like a thicker crust and a little bit more sauce on it. That's probably my personal favorite. The thicker crust, like you would get like at a Rockies, you know, but it's hard to beat the Phoenix Center's pizza with hamburger, green olives, and mushrooms. That was kind of the staple back when I was young, and still is when I order pizza there. So pizza, the number one answer. Way to go, Patty Bruja. She is a winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Stop and see them this weekend during Pumpkin Fest. They're right there in downtown, beautiful downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. The taste of fall now at Christie's Sunnyside. Our new fall menu is now being served. We have sandwiches, salads, and rice bowls featuring oven-roasted squash, sweet potatoes, and beets. Our bakery is baking up your favorite fall treats, pumpkin scones, and apple cider cupcakes, with many other fall treats waiting for you. Check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-BAKE. Thanks again from Christie Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Have you been meaning to get a quote with Julie Karen State Farm? Maybe need a nudge? Now's the perfect time. State Farm's auto rates have had a rate decrease in the state of Wisconsin. That means more savings for families, farmers, and neighbors across our community without losing the trusted protection and personal service you deserve. It's easy to start a quote at juliekarens.com or call or text the office today. See how much you could save with this new auto rate decrease. Local, reliable, and always here for you in our community, just like a good neighbor.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Oakwood Fruit Farm is overflowing with the flavors of fall. Stop by and pick up Honeycrisp, Cortland, Macintosh, and all your favorite apples. The bakery's full of apple cider donuts, along with take-and-bake pies and gooey caramel apples. And while you're there, fill your basket with fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal goodies. And here's the best part. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. Savor the season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Oh, yes. On the subject of pizza, one of my favorite subjects, too. My mom always used to buy like the cheapest frozen pizza there was. And then she would so-called doctor it up, you know, throw a bunch of cheese, like mountains of cheese. And that actually wasn't too bad. buy those Totino's party pack ones, you know, for 99 cents or whatever they were at the time, and doctor them up. Now, there are some frozen pizzas that are good. It's really hard to beat the old Tombstone. And the one, again, I'm a hamburger pizza guy. Tombstone used to put out a hamburger, but I haven't seen it for a long time. For a while, they only had it like in the small ones, but I guess I'll have to keep looking. I don't see quite the variety with them that we used to, but still hard to beat the old Tombstone cheese. If you're on the run and you just got to throw something in the oven real quick, there you go, voila. Jackson Dean's at number 5 with Heavens to Betsy. Jelly Roll at number 4 with Heart of Stone. Number 3 is Morgan Wallen, I Got Better. Number 2, Chase Matthew, Darlin', hanging out at number 2. And number 1, he's back in the saddle at number 1 again. On Fresh from the Country, it's Luke Combs. Luke Combs, back in the saddle. Following ABC News, we will check out some morning show information. In studio guests, we'll give an update on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. And later on, we'll see what's happening this fall at Eagle School. That's coming up during the morning show. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News. I'm Sherry.